You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
When undocumented immigrants are released from prison, they often face deportation. Charles Joseph, who was born in Fiji, says that is what will happen to him. He spoke with Uncuffed producer Joe Kirk, who's also incarcerated.
When he was younger, Charles Joseph's father was incarcerated and deported. With no father figure around and an overworked mother, it led him down a path that eventually landed him in prison. During his incarceration, he has went through extensive lengths to rehabilitate and change himself so he may be a better father figure for his family, because he worries that without himself around, his children might fall down the same path he is on, continuing the vicious cycle that affects so many families today. All right, so today we're going to be talking about deportation, about how you're going to be deported after prison.
Yeah. And, I have a immigration ICE hold.
So I understand that when you were younger, your father was deported as well, correct?
Yeah, I came to America when I was 15. And not too long after that, he got arrested and was put in deport, you know, in INS. And man, that's where everything started.
So you kind of, after your father's deportation, you kind of went on a downhill slide?
Yeah, I mean, my dad was, he's the one that kept everybody in check, you know, especially the boys. So me being the oldest son in America, man, there was nobody that could control me after he, you know, after his, you know, separation from the family, being incarcerated.
Does the father play a very important role in Fijian culture?
Definite. Father is the head of the household. You know, all the decisions, all the everything. Disciplinary is the direction, you know. Man, smart kid. I was getting good grades. I've always got good grades in music. I speak a bunch of languages. Everything is through my father's encouragement, you know. He teaches everything. He keeps everybody basically in line.
So with your father's deportation, you didn't have that anymore?
It was a big void in my life, you know, and then it was at the wrong timing too, going through, you know, being a teenager. So that caused me to just act out, man. Starting with school, you know, being bullied, I ended up just turning on my bully and beat the crap out of him and ended up getting expelled from school, Cappuccino High School in San Bruno.
How did you feel when your father wasn't coming back to America and you knew that you just knew that he wasn't coming back? How did that shape your life?
Man, that had a big effect on me. Being the oldest son in America, man, I felt the weight of the world fall on my shoulders. You know, for my little siblings, for my little brothers, for my sisters. All I remember is my mom working all the time. She's always gone trying to work, trying to provide for us.
Now, you're going to be deported possibly, and do you feel that's going to have an impact on your children?
Definitely. I mean, I do my best to continue writing them, drawing pictures, and calling them on that 15-minute phone call, you know.
Yeah.
With constant interruption, but that's only going to go so far, you know. It's important to be there physically, to watch their steps, to guide them, you know.
Do you feel that if you are deported and you're not around, that your children might fall down the same path you're on?
I fear this. I fear that my children, without having me present in their life, that they, you know, that I wouldn't be there to guide them through certain paths in life, you know. Help them with things that they will face, and especially now knowing what's out there, being a first generation here in America, and seeing the gangs, seeing the drugs, you know, the peer pressure. It's different. It's different out here.
Yeah.
My parents didn't understand these things.
Do you believe you need a second chance, or you deserve one?
I definitely feel I deserve one. You know, and I deserve not just for me, but for my kids, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's That's pretty much my life. Every time I think of my freedom, it's just focused all on my children, you know. It's on my kids, how I can influence them positively and help them go about life.
That was Charles Joseph speaking with Joe Kirk. Joe is a producer in KLW's radio program at Solano State Prison. It's supported by the California Arts Council and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. The producers fact-check content to the very best of their ability. All content is approved by an information officer. You can listen to more stories from Uncuffed at our website, klw.org/uncuffed. And you can also hear Uncuffed and all the other stories and interviews that you hear on Cross Currents. Just subscribe to the Cross Currents podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts.